Morgan Stanley has agreed to pay $54 million to settle allegations that it discriminated against its female employees. The brokerage firm was accused of denying promotions to women and tolerating widespread sexist behavior, NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Under the settlement, Morgan Stanley has agreed to put $40 million into a fund to pay sex discrimination complaints by its female employees. It will put $2 million into anti-discrimination programs and diversity training. And some $12 million will be set aside for the main plaintiff in the case, former bond trader Allison Schifflin. Outside the courtroom after the settlement was announced, Schifflin hugged her parents and accepted congratulations from her friends.
All I want to say is that I am so happy that there is a great settlement that's good for everybody.
Schifflin had alleged that during her career at Morgan Stanley, she was repeatedly denied promotions and that when she complained about discrimination, she was fired. Other women stepped forward with similar stories, saying that sexist behavior was routinely tolerated at the firm. There were birthday cakes in the shape of women's body parts, and employees took clients to striptease shows and topless bars. Morgan Stanley denied the allegations, but the EEOC sued the firm. It was the first time the commission had taken a big Wall Street firm to trial for sex discrimination. Jurors had already been selected, and opening statements were about to begin yesterday when the settlement was announced. Judge Richard Berman said the two sides had been working all weekend to come up with terms they could agree on. Morgan Stanley's lead attorney, Emily Nicklin, said the firm was committed to diversity and now looked forward to the chance to work with the EEOC.
I expect that it will be entirely positive. Good for Wall Street, good for women.
As for the stories of strip clubs and sexist jokes, Nicklin insisted yesterday that kind of thing no longer happened at Morgan Stanley.
The stories that are told about events where people were entertained in places like that are very, very old. And suffice it to say, as I think the record would have shown, employees in the last half dozen years who have done things like that have been disciplined, including termination.
This isn't the first time a big Wall Street firm has faced complaints of gender discrimination. In the most infamous case, women at Smith Barney's Long Island office complained about a so-called boom boom room where traders partied and harassment of women was common. Merrill Lynch also faced a number of discrimination suits in the 1990s and has settled most of them. Elizabeth Grossman of the EEOC said she doesn't really think much has changed on Wall Street in recent years.
We believe that problems have occurred until today. We hope today is a new beginning, and we will see much less of these problems at Morgan Stanley and hopefully at other firms as well.
And yesterday's settlement doesn't leave that up to chance. Former federal judge Abner Mikva will monitor the firm to see how much progress it has made in changing its work climate. He will also oversee the $40 million fund to pay claims to some of the women who worked at Morgan Stanley. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.